again, Avalanche fans. This is Jay Veen from the Avs Hockey Podcast, your home for almost everything Avalanche, checking in for day three of the Avs Hockey Blogger Roundtable on Mile High Hockey. Thank you again to David and the crew for having me on. Day three, final day, opening night tomorrow. Super excited. Let's get on to question number seven. Who among the following will score the most points next year? TJ Gagliardi, David Jones, Ryan O'Reilly, Ryan Stoa, or Brandon Yip? Again, whoever stays healthiest will obviously have the most chance for scoring the most points. That's obvious, except for Ryan O'Reilly. I'm going to take him off the list. I think his job is a defensive kind of a PK guy. Third, fourth grinder. Well, not really a grinder either, but he's got great instincts. He'll chip in on the offensive end, so I'm expecting some things from him. I'll always remember the back-to-back shifts that he and TJ Gagliardi had last year where they scored the two shorthanded goals. That was outstanding. I think he will chip in on the offensive end, but I don't really think that's his job within that list of players. Ryan O'Reilly, I'll take him off the list at least for now. I would rather have, looking through my notes, I'm most worried about the health of Brandon Yip and David Jones, which is a logical concern because they haven't been healthy in the past. But all things being equal, the two people on that list that I think will score the most points, Brandon Yip and David Jones. All right, we'll go from there. Question number eight. Last year, a number of young Avalanche players had breakout years. Which Avalanche player or prospect do you think is most ready to have a big year in the NHL? I'm not sure if you classify Chris Stewart's year in the NHL last year big. He had 28 goals, 60-something points, 65 points or something like that. It's a pretty good year. It's a pretty solid year. But I'm thinking he's going huge this year. He's the most well-rounded player the Avalanche have had in a long time as far as when it comes to the two things of toughness and speed and just flat out just skating. The guy has really shown what he's worth on both ends of the ice. He can bring the toughness. He can score on you as well. He's the Jerome McGinley type that'll bring you the two goals assist in a fight that changed the momentum of a game. Just been really cool to watch him grow up within this Avalanche system. Chris Stewart can be that Jerome McGinley type guy. I don't know if he has the leadership skills, but that takes some time and some experience to figure that out. But overall, he had 28 goals last season. I've got him for between 35 and 40 this season if he is healthy. Peter McNabb has said that same thing, and I got to go with it. I've heard a lot of good things about him. I've watched him play. People around the team have said that he's bigger and stronger, and that's just plain scary. Last year, I was wondering, why won't anybody go with this kid anymore? Has the Avalanche organization told him, you're a scorer now and you don't need to fight like you normally do? But from what I've heard, people just don't want to go with him anymore. Word is out about Chris Stewart, not only on the offensive end and his speed, but also his toughness. So that's really cool to see. But I've got a huge year by Chris Stewart coming up, depending on his health. So that's my answer for that. All right, ninth and final question for this year. The only Avs notable acquisition this summer was Daniel Winnick, and several veterans were allowed to walk as GM Greg Sherman focuses on letting the young players develop. Will this team be better or worse than last year's eighth place team? I've got to go with better. I'll say it again, and I've said it almost in every question. Health is an issue. The youngest team in the NHL has had a year of experience under their belt, and they've gotten even younger. The expectations have changed around here as well. The fans are expecting playoffs again, and I know the team and the organization is planning for that accordingly. I don't think they're ready overall to make a Stanley Cup run, but I do think they're ready to start moving that direction. So I'm not expecting, like I said, Stanley Cup run. I'm expecting maybe lower half of the Western Conference to get into the playoffs and hopefully battle to get into that second round. All this time and experience will help this team in the future. I think they're maybe a season or two away still, but that doesn't mean we're all not excited about what's going on with this Avalanche organization. And they're a lot better a lot sooner than everybody thought, and that's a very, very good thing. So those are my responses for the fourth annual Mile High Hockey Blogger Roundtable for the Avalanche. I hope you guys enjoy the season. Come see me. Not come see me, but listen to me. My podcast is on iTunes. AvsHockeyPodcast.com is my website. You can see a bunch of jersey stuff there as well as my show. James Tapelet Grenlian will be joining me a lot during this season to talk about Avalanche hockey and keep everybody up to date for, with almost everything Avalanche. You can follow me on Twitter, AVSHKYPODCAST, and also on Facebook. Just search for the Avs Hockey Podcast and click the like button on the top of the page. I'll keep you up to date with almost everything Avalanche. All right, Avs fans, have a great season. Thanks again for the guys at Mile High Hockey for having me on. And like I always say in my show, take care. Let's go, Avs. And I'll see you next time on the Avs Hockey Podcast. See you.
We'll be right back.